The story of Ruth is a beautiful story that talks about the power of importance of family and of community. And it offers a great lesson in how God asks us to welcome and care for the foreigner that visits our land. Hear the story from Ruth. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah went together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man died in Moab, leaving his wife Naomi and his two sons. The two sons married Moabite girls named Orpah and Ruth. 10 years later, the sons died too, leaving the three women penniless, childless widows. Naomi decided to return to her family in Bethlehem. Her daughter-in-laws offered to go with her, but Naomi urged them to stay in Moab, to return to their families or find new husbands. Orpah did. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. As was the custom, the poor to glean leftover grain in the fields, God's law commanded the Israelites to leave some behind. Ruth gleaned in the field of Boaz, a relative of Naomi's late husband. When Boaz saw her, he told her to stay in the fields, and he would ensure her safety. At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and your mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Ruth and Boaz eventually got married, and Ruth bore a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. Later in our service, we'll sing the song "On Eagle's Wings." I've always had a bald eagle in my mind when singing this song, and I've imagined that the author of the song was a bird watcher and a Christian, too. And then I read chapter 9 of the story, and I read the excerpt from Ruth where Boaz talks about God taking care of Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi. And Boaz, when speaking about God, said, "Under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Uh-huh. It's not an eagle. It's God. I felt that the text this week was a bit of a gift to the reader, not only in length, one of our shortest chapters, and although it still had death, it didn't have the destruction, nor the forceful taking over, or the battles, just commitment and care. That's how I prefer to read this chapter. I know that we each have our own preference. Famine made this family of four seek a new land to live in, to go to a place away from their family in order to survive. And while there, the father dies, and the sons receive new wives from local people. And then the sons both die, and now there's three women left as widows. One living in a foreign land, and two living with a foreign woman, yet in their homeland. Naomi tells the women to go back to their families, and they protest. And Naomi speaks reason to them. She has hope that their families will reassimilate them, will receive them back with open arms, and Orpah goes. Ruth is stubborn. She's stubborn in her response, and she travels with Naomi back to Naomi's homeland. I have forever had so many questions about these young women's choices. But today I'm left with a hope that Orpah was welcomed when she got home. Now Ruth does what she's told, and when back in Naomi's land, as luck or God's divine intervention would have it, she works in the field of their relative who is second in line to receive her as a wife. He could become their guardian redeemer. After a night in the grain mill and a public discussion of the relative's responsibilities, Boaz does receive Ruth as a wife. And by connection, he gets Naomi as one more to care for in his household. The birth of a son to Ruth and Boaz yields Obed, a name that we read in the line of ancestry to Jesus, the one that was born of Mary, Joseph's wife. Jesus, the one that we call Savior, God's own son, our Redeemer. There are some really beautiful parallels that we could make to the Redeemer that Boaz was for Ruth and Naomi. And there's wonderful attributes in this story of care and obedience and gleaning that we could relate to our own walk in being people of God. So as we process this biblical story today, I recognize we also carry with us our own stories of faith. Some of you can name the saints that brought you to know the light of Christ. Some of you can remember the moment when obedience to a book of rules or values shifted from an expectation of another to a choice within yourself. Some of you can hear Naomi's story, and in it echoes of your own. The need to move. Taking a chance with hope that you would be accepted and that you would find enough where you are going. The desire for your children to have food and shelter even if in a new place. The devastation of losing your partner far too young. The load of sadness that comes with your child dying. The witness of faith when not one but two children of yours had died. The challenge of picking up pieces of your life and having to add responsibility of others to care for onto your plate while you're dealing with your own stuff. The awareness that you must go home to your ancestors and rely on their kindness. Hope for their kindness. There are more connections, I'm sure, that some might make. And I'm not sure which ones you need to hear today. Or which one God desires for our hearts to know well. But I do know that on this day we are called to remember, to have faith, to trust and obey, to be strong, to have hope, and to aid those around us. The upper story, God's story, is one of redemption and relationship. God desires to be in relationship with those that God created. And it took 14 generations to get from Abraham to David, the grandchild of that baby we talk about from Ruth and Boaz. And then it took 14 generations from David to the exile, and then 14 from the exile to get to Jesus Christ. God is patient. God patiently waited for the people to return to him. And then there's the lore story, the story we read this week about two women that benefited from faith and patience themselves. Naomi's devotion. Ruth's willingness to trust in Naomi and do just as she says. It ends up putting her in a place of redemption And she becomes a key person in God's story. So what about you? What about your story? Where does this story, the seventh in our series from this chronological Bible, where does this story leave you and your story? Are you influenced by Boaz's generosity? Are you encouraged by Ruth's gleaning? Are you enlightened by God's continued pursuing? Are you challenged by the tactics of the characters or left questioning motives? Are you moved to light a candle in remembrance? And then to carry that light within you out into the world so it can shine in the darkness of this world? Are you not ready? Are you still sitting in grief, intermittent as it may be, and needing protective wings so that you could take refuge? Wherever this story leaves you today, I pray that you may be strengthened in your faith or your pursuit of faith so that you too may know a deep love and relationship that's offered not just to our ancestors or to the saints that have passed, but offered to you as well by the one that created you, that knit you together in your mother's womb, that desires to be near you this day and every day. May you know strength, faith, deep love, and relationship with God's help this day and always.